This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Pat Caputo. It's great to be with you. This is Bustin' Balls. Yeah, check us out. We usually do at least one a week. It's about draft prospects, the future. And I'm joined by the webmaster, Evan Jenkins. And this week, we're going to do about the Lions. A lot of buzz because since the last time we talked about the Lions, it's just a couple weeks ago. Evan, they won two games.
Yeah, they're like a whole new team.
And the Rams have lost a couple games, and now all of a sudden looking like the Lions may end up with, you know, a couple picks. I would say reasonably within the top dozen of the 2023 NFL draft. And what does it mean? And all the little pratfalls. And Evan, sometimes we're wrong, but we actually have been on the forefront of what actually has been going on with these drafts. And in this one, it's basically shaping out a lot like what we thought. Now, I didn't think the Rams would be that bad, that part of it. But I think the one thing is about the Lions winning a couple games. They're right where I thought they'd be about right now after winning two games. It just went a little bit different way. And all of a sudden, what are we talking about? Well, we talked a lot about before. It's like, oh, what about quarterback? And I've heard a lot of discussion on 97 won the ticket. About the quarterback position. And, you know, it's been, to me, a debate that's gone back and forth like watching a ping pong game. Boom, 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 boom. You know, people, whoa, we should do this. And, you know, where's the common sense coming in here? All right? And here's the common sense. If the Lions decide that Jared Goff's their quarterback for the long term, it may benefit them in the short term, like next year. You know, he may be better than the quarterback that they were going to bring in. But he does not play at a level that is anywhere near what his salary commands. He's down to 29 in the Pro Football Focus rankings. They won a couple games, and how significant of a role has Jared Goff actually played in those wins? Not as significant as you might think. Why did they win? Because their defense made a big play, basically. Yeah. He made a couple plays, and that was it. And he's not somebody that's going to win you games. He may not lose you games, but he's not going to win you games. So what you want to do is get more guys who can do what, you know, Kuda did with that interception and Julian Okorah by finally getting Fields down, those type of Hutchinson who's really come on here lately. So Lions got a little bit of a building block. They should have some cap space, some really good draft capital. But, you know, people are like, what do you do with quarterback? And I've heard a lot of misinformation on it. You know, first of all, you know, your basic Ryan Fitzpatrick helped develop Tua. They were okay and their team was okay and they managed to do things when he played there.
Yeah.
So people say, well, for what his salary was, he did all right. So if you get the quote-unquote Ryan Fitzpatrick guy and draft a quarterback, that's ideal. Move on from Goff, take your lumps, and you get another $8 to $10 million with the cap next year. That's what it would be basically. And the same performance at quarterback if you get the right guy. And there's going to be all kinds of quarterbacks that'll be available. So if you do that, you're smart, then you're done with Goff, and then you're developing your guy. Second of all, the real trick to this is not just drafting a quarterback. It's drafting the right quarterback, which you can't get into anybody's friggin' head. All right? Now, the Lions, for example, and I'm not using a this in, I'm using a football sense, not a war sense. Football and war never met. So take it as a football thing. The Lions won the battle on Sunday, but they may be losing the war because the Bears are ahead of the Lions now. Why? Because they have Justin Fields.
Yep.
And their backup quarterback, you know, is be somebody. And if they don't like Justin Fields, they can just trade him in. It's not like you're stuck with that quarterback forever, like in the days of Joey Harrington and, you know, whatever people are thinking. You know, Cardinals traded in Josh Rosen right away and well, ended up with Kyler Murray. And they probably should have traded in Kyler Murray.
Yeah, and, well, and in so, the stock that Justin Fields has built just over the last couple of weeks, too, I'm sure teams would be frothing at the mouth if he became available.
Yeah, so come on. All right, so start thinking sensibly is what my suggestion is. Line. My unsolicited advice, start thinking sensibly about the quarterback position. It'll allow you to build a better team. And with the draft, they've got a number of different ways they can go and more flexibility. Things are looking up for the Lions, not just because they won a couple games, but because it looks like Jeff Okuda, you know, could be a second contract player. It looks like Derek Barnes may be coming on a little bit. It looks like Aiden Hutchinson is merits where he was drafted. Earlier in the year, there were some legitimate questions about that. Malcolm Rodriguez is hurt right now, but he looks like he's a player. Amon-Ra St. Brown. So they've got some building blocks from their drafts. Not everything that Brad Holmes and his staff have done, I looked at and said, man, this is the greatest thing ever. But they've done an okay job. So they have to manage the cap better. And they made a strategic mistake, which we talked about with Goff, you know, just restructuring him. To get rid of some of the sins of Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn era, but moving forward. So, but right. The problem I'm having is I can't find, you know, a quarterback. I'm not like people say, wow, Bryce Young, you know, get Bryce Young. I'm not so sure about Bryce Young. I'm not. He doesn't look like he doesn't check every box like these other guys that are top quarterbacks. He's not that big. His arm strength isn't overwhelming. You know, he's, you know, if you put him in a room next to Trevor Lawrence and Justin Herbert and Josh Allen, you know, he looks like the guy you want to post up and dunk on.
Yeah, he'd be all closer right? to Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray in that respect.
Yeah, you know, and he's not as athletic as those two, actually. So, and C.J. Stroud's lack of athleticism flashes to me, all right? So he's not Justin Fields.
No, not at all.
Right? Just because they're Ohio State quarterbacks, you know.
I mean, he's been running a little bit more lately, but he's not that guy. That's not his game.
Well, he has trouble getting – I don't care about his running. You know, he's not going to be a runner.
No.
What I care about if I'm looking at is if somebody's in there chasing him, he doesn't have the evade, it appears, to get away, especially with NFL guys coming off the edge.
Sure.
So, to me, I would be – now, he's maybe a first-round pick, but not the guy that I would be targeting. So we talked about Wayne or Levis from Kentucky. And when I look at to him, I see somebody that is, you know, a really freakish type of athlete. But I just don't see the production from him. And I don't get it where people think he's so great. What Bryce Young, some feel, a lot of it, and C.J. Stroud, I don't see that from Levis. He's actually been terrible lately. They just lost to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, who hasn't all run right? an SEC game in years and years and years?
And they have a real good running back and a good coach and a good defense. I mean, come on. I know he's a little dinged up, but, you know, he hasn't been all that he's supposed to be. And, wait, neither is Tanner McKee. I get it that Tanner McKee from Stanford, you know, is you know somebody that the scouts are talking about and all that. But I've watched them play. They don't have a good get that. Their offense is a little archaic. But, you know, he's the same age as Trevor Lawrence. And I just don't see where I would take a run at him anywhere early in the draft at all. So, and – but there's a couple other quarterbacks that, hey, look, man, you know, if you're watching this college football, why aren't they mentioned? Am I missing something here? Now, if you want to watch a game, That's a really a kick-ass game. Now go back and watch it. It's the Washington-Oregon game. Did you get a load of that one there?
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah. That was
all
a
right?
big one.
And Michael Penix, all right? And I know Evan's gotten more of Michael Penix than he ever wants in his life because he's a Michigan State fan.
Yeah, I'm over that guy.
He had a great games against Michigan State, man. He just – I think Michigan State actually won one of them. I don't know how. He is somebody that he makes some plays that you don't see from other quarterbacks.
No,
you
he
just
really
don't
does.
See. I mean, he made a throw and, off one hash mark, down the sideline on another hash mark, right on a rope, right at a key time of the game when it looked like they were going to lose it. And he isn't a runner, all right? But he does have some mobility and a good feel of when to move out of things. I know he's left-handed and people may use that against him, and he has a long history of injuries and people may use that against him. But my gosh, I'm looking at all the quarterbacks this year, and the other guys that I think are really good, Drake May from North Carolina, he's not eligible till 2024, and Caleb Williams, and we'll find out when their competition gets a little better, but that guy's really good.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's way better than, Stroud and, the question is, well, is next year the year? But if those guys are really that good and you don't want your team to be that bad where you're in a position to draft them. So you got to make the right decision there. But I like him. And Bo Nix has had a good year. And some people are starting to, in the NFL, from what I understand, looking up at him a little bit and saying, well, maybe he's not that bad. He was at Auburn and everything didn't kind of go well. They lost that game to Georgia to open the season. But since then, Nix has been pretty good. But I like Penix and Nix a lot. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. A lot of the quarterbacks around the country, kind of drop. But I know this, Lions, look, Evan, if the Lions took two quarterbacks in this draft, one in one of those top five picks, and then one a little later in the draft, the fans would be bitching about it. Not me. I mean, that's where their bread and butter is going to be moving forward. And it's not Jared Goff. All right? It just isn't. As much as I like Jared Goff, it just isn't. So if the Lions win games here at the end of the year and win seven games, you'll hear, well, just keep Goff. And that, mm-hmm. that will not get them. That'll put them in the same spot where they're on that 7-8-9 win treadmill they were on before that leads to nowhere. They've got to figure this out. And there's a number of different ways to do it.
What about a guy like Hendon Hooker?
I don't like Hendon Hooker as an NFL quarterback. He throws into wide open windows.
Okay.
He's got great receivers. I've seen him make some good throws, but I haven't seen him make NFL throws. All right. That throw that Michael Penix made, that was an NFL throw. And my view of Michael Penix, is kind of like seeing Stafford throw seam routes when he was at Georgia. It's like, you look at the window on that throw.
Right.
Hayden Hooker's guys are always wide open. He's not throwing into tight windows. The other quarterbacks, Stroud and Bryce Young, they have better ability at making NFL caliber throws. It's not about arm strength. It's about the ability to hit the ball to those tighter windows and throw on time. What does Tua do so well? His throws, he leads receivers right. He's just right on time with things. It clicks.
Yeah.
So there's a combination of things there that come in. And to me, Hooker, who's a six-year senior, by the way, I'm not saying he shouldn't be drafted, and I'm not saying he's not somebody that I would take as a developmental guy or look at it. If they like him, it's up to them and what they're looking for in a quarterback, but I don't need it, especially for the type of offense that they run.
Do you think that they need to use one of their first three rounds worth of picks on a quarterback, Pat?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If they don't, it's egregious.
Okay.
It's egregious.
Because, they hold how many picks? Five?
They're going to have – and it's egregious if they don't. If they don't take a quarterback in this draft – they identify one and take one, it's egregious. Look, everybody's all excited about them, but they play the Giants on the road, and then Buffalo's coming in all ticked off after losing, and they're in the middle of a race. Lions could be 3-8, you know, after this. So, you know, all the happiness. And if they win a game or two, like they've beaten the Bears, it'd be the Bears kicker missed an extra point, and the other quarterback, you know, gashed him, albeit with his legs more than his arm, and it was somebody they passed on in the draft. I mean, that's just getting, you know, into that la-la Lions land.
Right.
They have to have a friggin' plan.
Well, and
not
Fields
get caught
too
up in all this other stuff, you know, that I understand the fans in this town and the dynamic of them, but the Lions got to get away from that. And the radio talk shows, you know, and I'm a biting hand that it feeds it. Who gets on there and barks louder than me sometimes? Nobody. But the bottom line is that they start looking at it from an aspect. And I know we've talked a lot about quarterbacks in this thing, but it's now coming to the forefront. Everything that we talked about is now hitting head.
Yeah.
It really is. So well, that's how I look at it. Now, you know, you'll hear people say draft defense. My gosh, you've got five picks that early in the draft, top 65 or so. Yeah, hit your defense, you know, if you find some players there. And I like some players in this particular draft. Cam's corner from South Carolina, he would check a box for the Lions. Brian Barisi, the big tackle from Clemson, would check a box for the Lions early in the draft. That guy's a freakish player.
He's really good.
And, I like Kaylee Ringo, even though he hasn't had that good a year. He's a corner from Georgia that I like a lot and see as a potential player that would fit a box, you know, for the Lions moving forward. So there's a number of players. I wouldn't take a receiver.
No, you can stay away from that, right?
You're going to see mock drafts coming out, one after another, that'll say the Lions will take Michael Mayer.
The tight end from Notre Dame? Oh, God.
Yeah, because they traded TJ Hockenson, which if the Lions do that, my head will explode. Evan, we'll have to get it on video. It'll get a lot of clicks because my head will explode. We'll get that on.
There's no way they do that, Pat. There's no way. There's no freaking way.
So?
No, there's
–
I just don't think that they
– traded up for a wide receiver last year.
I know, but I don't think they view the tight end in that position anymore. Like, Dan Campbell views a tight end the way that he played tight end, I think, more so than the Travis Kelce's of the world.
Well, that's what their offense dictates, too.
Right.
It does. But a lot of people would say, well, that type of offense, you know, is something that you look at and you take in that particular spot. So just looking at different players that I like a lot. There's a good run, you know, on edge rushers. There's some really good edge rushes. It's not just Will Anderson he's drafted. Myles Garrett would fit the Lions scheme, I think, pretty well. He's a big end from Clemson, you know. So that's somebody that I would look at. I like, in that group where they're drafting a cornerback who I think is really good from Utah. His name's Clark Phillips, the third, like Kenneth Walker, the third.
Nice.
I think he's a pretty good corner who would do a good job for them in the slot. And so when I'm looking at their draft, I think that they're in a position where they can get a lot done defensively and offensively. But I wouldn't go for bells and whistles. I would take a, you know, look at running back. Okay.
That's what I was going to ask. I mean, I don't know if they're convinced that Swift is the guy of the future here. I mean, especially if he can't stay on the field.
But you don't do that in the first round.
No.
You know, where good teams get backs is that they scout somebody that maybe is not playing at a, you know, is in a group of five school and is a very good back who can do certain things that are not projected. I mean, you don't have to. You know, Bijan Robinson, everybody knows who he is, and he's been in these mock drafts and all that.
And that's like a luxury pick for a really good team already, don't you think? Like those kind of backs nowadays?
I wouldn't take him in the first round.
Well, running backs really don't go in the first anymore. It's more of a run early round two now.
But a lot of people think, you know, that's what they – because – I wouldn't take him. I would look a little later in the draft.
Sure.
And it may be somebody that's not well known. I mean, look at the best backs in the league. It's a mixed bag.
Sure.
Kenneth Walker III, a second round pick. You know, he's pretty well known and he's done well. But look at Aaron Jones, all from Green Bay. He was a fourth or fifth round pick.
Even Tony Pollard, that's Texas. Stepping in for Ezekiel Elliott, you know, fourth round guy out of Memphis or something like that.
Yeah, right. And a good player. So if you look around the league, that's kind of how it basically goes. You know, Miles Sanders, well known guy, but I don't believe he was a first round pick.
No.
So if you go around one team after another, and where their best backs have come from, they're not. But you have to identify that guy. Lions have done that before in their past and not gotten the right guy. Like they took the kid, what was his name, from Wisconsin, Brian something.
Calhoun.
Brian Calhoun and, Artus Pinner.
Hmm.
And, some of these other backs that they've taken later rounds, the kid from TCU, Boyd or whatever his name was.
Oh, I forgot about him. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these guys, they couldn't play. All right. So it's a difference between getting somebody that can play.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a position you trade up for. And it's the same with wide receivers. They need more in their wide receiver room and they need more in their tight end room. So on offense, that's where they should be focused in on. They've got a lot invested in their offensive line. Now, they may look at a guard, at some point because of the situation with Vitae. And if they can get another guard in there, because Stenberg hasn't been very good. And ideally, they would want Evan Brown to be a backup, because that's where he would be perfect if they were going to keep him around like that. You want a guard. A guard is not somebody, under their circumstance. So it's quarterback, defensive playmakers, corners. Linebacker may not be as big a need as we all thought because Barnes has come on. Rodrigo's a pretty good player. So, and I believe Anzalone is going to be on the team next year because there's a fairly significant cap hit if he's not.
Yeah, and you know what? He's not exactly hurting them either. I think I saw some crazy stat that he still leads the league in, like, tackles or something ridiculous. But it surprised me because he's solid.
He's a better player than people think. And if you go back and look at his, coming out of college at Florida, he had a higher grade and higher athletic, measurables than what you know.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying he's a great player, so Lions fans will get all upset. You said he's a good player.
He's good enough to be on the team, I feel, and play.
He's good enough to be on the team and play. The problem is if that's your big linebacker, he's a guy that would start on a lot of teams, most of the teams in the league, actually, but not as their big guy, three downs, game wrecker, which the Lions have tried to use him as out of necessity because sometimes he's the only guy that can actually play inside while he's been here. It's a little different now. Barnes has played well. That could be something. He's athletic.
Yeah.
And Rodrigo is athletic. Malcolm Rodriguez is athletic and he's strong and he can hit. Question is he going to be able to stay healthy because he's smaller and he plays the game with such abandon?
No, he's
reckless. He has to play it like that to be effective. He can't pull off. I got a mixed feeling about Kirby Joseph simply because he's very good at pass defense, but his tackling and coming up, you got to have better run support than what he's providing right now. He made a couple good tackles early on when he played, but then he kind of, Justin Fields, it looked like he didn't want to tackle him.
I know.
You got to go in there. You got to get that support. Okay. You got to be that run guy. That guy breaks through. You're the last line of defense. And he's got cover skills to be, in the traditional sense is a free safety. A free safety is the last line of defense. So he's got to be a tackler than one he's done. And we'll see. He's certainly capable of it. So I like a lot of things they're doing. I'm not ready to go bongers. They're right where I thought they would be. But they'd be a 6-7 win team, 5-6-7 wins. That's basically what they're going to be. And, people shouldn't get too excited about it. And then all of a sudden think, Well, they're right on the right track. Just keep Goff at $30 million a year forever. You know, next year he's right now he's the fourth highest cap among quarterbacks at 31 plus. He'll be 30 next year if they keep him. That would put him at currently 12th. All right. But there'll be some players maybe moved around or restructuring. So I don't know where it'd be, but you can't have a quarterback taking up 14, 15% of your cap space. Your whole room, the sweet spot's like 10. All right. You know, unless you've got, you know, Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or somebody like that. You know, ask yourself, why are the Eagles good? Why are the Giants good? Because they're able to augment their roster because they're not paying their quarterbacks.
Exactly.
So but anyway, that's how I feel about it. Any feedback, we'd appreciate it. Love doing the podcast. And don't forget, you go to the iTunes store, subscribe to us, download us. Odyssey.com, download us. You know, Bustin' Balls podcast, Pat Caputo, I do it with Evan. We do it pretty much every week. The most recent one was on the Tigers offseason. You want to check that out. Got a number up on the Lions. We'll get to the Red Wings and Pistons coming up here shortly. I promise you that. And check it out, Google Play Store, all those things. It's Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter. As long as Twitter's still around, who knows what's going on. Did you buy one of your blue checks yet, Evan?
No, I refuse. I don't need it.
I refuse to. I don't need it. I never could figure out why I didn't have a blue check anyway.
Yeah,
you know, whatever. Billy Bob from, Sanilac or something would have, you know, 500 followers with a blue check.
Yep.
Pat Caputo's out there with like, you know, I think they're prejudiced against a different media company. So, but that's imploding. It's supposed to be for if you got bogus accounts, and they got a bunch of fake Twitter accounts for me. One guy calls me Pat Stupudo because I'm stupid. But I always appreciated that.
Unbelievable.
But anyway, check us out, download, we'll be here. We go on drafts, prospects, the future. We don't get into a bunch of different things that don't mean anything. So we get into what's the nuts and bolts are. So check it out and appreciate it. And Evan, we'll talk to them all next week. Eh?
Awesome. Sounds good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.